ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. employers added just 143,000 jobs last month to the U.S. economy compared to 307,000 created in December. A federal judge temporarily blocking President Trump's plan to push out federal workers by offering those buyouts. Officials say the Trump administration plans to cut the USAID workforce down from 14,000 people to less than 300 employees. The Super Bowl coming up this weekend, and a record number of people will be placing bets on the game because more states than ever have legalized sports betting.
The result is that a record $1.39 billion will be wagered on Super Bowl 59, an 11% increase from last year. The last time the Eagles and Chiefs met in the NFL championship 3 years ago, people in Pennsylvania wagered $84 million, but Missourians still could not legally bet on the game.
ABC's Jim Ryan, security extremely tight in New Orleans because of the New Year's terror attack. And also, President Trump will be at the game. This is ABC News. A commuter train packed with hundreds of riders erupted into flames near Philadelphia during last night's busy rush hour commute. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
The six-car train traveling from Philadelphia to Wilmington, Delaware, caught fire around 6 p.m. Passengers noticing a strange odor a short time before.
Kind of smoky, like a sulfury kind of smell. It was getting really strong.
People were really starting to, notice it. People were looking out the windows, getting a little, starting to panic a little bit.
The 350 passengers were advised to move toward the back of the train before it was eventually brought to a stop, finally able to evacuate and get to safety.
Today is National Wear Red Day. It's part of the American Heart Association's initiative to raise awareness of women's heart disease. Cardiovascular disease, the leading cause of death for women. Experts stress 80% of heart disease is preventable through healthy diet, exercise, and avoiding smoking. February, also known as National Heart Month. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
For today, a high temperature near 30 degrees. We have a ways to go there. Mostly cloudy tonight. Flurries possible late, a low of 20. Saturday, cloudy with light snow likely around an inch expected. And Sunday, lots of sunshine and cooler conditions and a high of 24. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 9 this morning, our temp has been slowly rising. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 18 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
You call up Chicago, little knowing Reno, Detroit and Kalamazoo. Hit 'em up in Boston, back down. L.A. and Baton Rouge. Tell them that we're tired of the boom, boom, snap. It never fit with a cowboy hat. Hank never done it like that. So we're taking our country back. We're taking our country back. Back to the hollers and hills. Show your bright light towns how a night goes down on a flatbed back. Likes a song if she likes a sound. I'm here to help with all that. Taking our country back. Yeah. We're taking our country back. Back to the hollers and hills. Show your bright light towns how a night goes down on a flatbed back in the fields. Red dust on the bottle, boots on the throttle, horns on the Cadillac. Yeah, we're taking our country.
Randy Houser taking our country back on WRCO Radio. 18 degrees now in Richland Center. And good to have you along today as we make plans for the big weekend. The number 10, according to Daily Wire, the number 10 thing for Super Bowls. And I don't think of this first, but cupcakes and cookies. I mean, you got to have something sweet. So that would be good. Meatballs with toothpicks rank as number 9. I think I'd almost put those higher. Chili is number 8, most favorite of all favorites at the Super Bowl. Pigs in a blanket at number 7. I could take that or leave that, but, you know, whatever. Loaded potato skins, that sounds pretty dandy, at number 6. Sliders at number 5. Number 4, nachos. Number 3, chips and dip. Throw a little guacamole in there, salsa or queso. Pizza is number 2. Lots of times, in fact, that's the biggest day of the year for delivery and for frozen pizza sales, Super Bowl Sunday. So that's number 2. And number 1, yes, you guessed it, wingies. Sounds like a good Super Bowl feast right there. But don't eat them all, or you, like me, on Monday morning will be like, why? Why did I have to have another wing? Anyway, this is Kelsey Ballerini.
On the edge of Tupelo. Yeah. goes dark. I wanna climb up on a mountain. I want love that feels like home. Yeah, I want a conversation like a sunset and a song I can feel down in my bones. My front seat. I need the kind of moments that make my whole wide world stand still. Yeah, I wanna hear about a deep cut, a heartbreak. Yeah, tell me about your hard times, your mistakes. Give me something that'll burn. I can turn into something I can feel. Yeah, I want something.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse, Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
A little while ago, we were talking about Super Bowl snacks. Someone reminded me of cheese should be on that in the top 10. And I would agree, all kinds of cheeses and crackers. But several of the things that we mentioned have cheese on them or in them, too. So plenty of Wisconsin cheese for your Super Bowl. Today in history, born on this day, actor James Spader, who is 65. Also, actor-comedian Chris Rock is 60. Basketball Hall of Famer Steve Nash, 51. And NFL quarterback Matthew Stafford turns 37. Our musical birthday today, Garth Brooks. He turns 63 on the 7th of February.
Cheyenne, I made a promise to Diane. No more rodeos, I'd gone my last go round. The same promise that I made in San Antonio and Santa Fe. But tonight I saddled up and let her down. Stay wild.
make me want to write a song. Sit you down, I'll sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me want to write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart. Get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all-night long slow kiss. Yeah, it goes like this. Hey, girl, you make me want to drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. But you make me want to write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do.
Just me and you falling.
just enough to get us through what we're getting through. Keep playing them songs, keep singing along, keep leaning it on in closer. Keep solving the rim, getting even with her and with him before the night is over. That first kiss is like a Colorado hit. We better keep on keeping it lit till we can't remember, can't remember what we came here to forget.
Shelton, WRCO Country and Community. It's 19 at 11:30. Time now for a news update sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A group of Democrats tried to get into the Department of Education this morning in Washington. They found the doors locked. That department, the latest target of DOGE, Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. President Trump and Musk's buyout offer to about 2 million federal employees put on hold until at least Monday by a federal judge. Health experts say there's little risk to the public, but bird flu has been detected in New York City.
After inspectors found 7 cases of bird flu at live poultry markets in New York City in the last week, Governor Kathy Hochul announced,
"We're issuing a notice and order to temporarily shut down all live bird markets in New York City, as well as in Westchester, Nassau, and Suffolk counties."
The order lasts for 1 week, and all markets will require a state inspection before they're allowed to reopen. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Super Bowl this weekend could set records for gambling as more states legalize sports betting. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school basketball tonight. Richland Center is at River Valley in boys games. We'll have that on the radio tonight. Dodgeville plays at Lancaster. Also tonight, DeSoto is at Ithaca in boys and girls basketball. Seneca at North Crawford. Wonewoc Center at Bangor and Cashton at New Lisbon among the games. There's also girls wrestling. It's the SWA-LSWC clash with some teams from the Scenic Ridge and Rivers thrown in. Dan Makovic is co-head coach at River Valley.
Yeah, the girls are going to head to Belmont, which is, again, something very fantastic that they're doing a girls clash. The SWC and SWAL get all of our girls together and they pair them up and then they wrestle, and that's how we determine all conference for the girls. So there's a lot to wrestle for on Friday for our girls. And then they're going to have their own regional coming up in Richland Center the next Friday after that.
Good luck to the girls wrestlers headed to conference tournament action tonight at Belmont High School. And former Packer wide receiver Sterling Sharp is one of 4 selected for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Thursday's announcement included Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, and Eric Allen. Sharp had been a finalist last year. Former Packers general manager Ron Wolf called him a dominant player in his era. And current Packer president Mark Murphy said he was one of the greatest players of his generation. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Do you believe in the magic of transformation? This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Imagine your elderly parent getting energized and becoming more active with attention and nurturing. At Harvest Guest Home, our residents get all the tender loving care they need to develop the will to get stronger. Our residents socialize with people their own age. They trust their caregivers who've been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. They develop a healthy and positive mental attitude. Their families call the surprising change a transformation, a blossoming of the elderly. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
For the rest of today, partly to mostly cloudy, high temperatures in the upper 20s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, flurries possible late, a low of 20. Saturday, cloudy with light snow, likely around 1 inch expected, a high of 30. Saturday night, flurries early, then partly cloudy and cold, a low of 7. Lots of sunshine and cooler Sunday and 24. Right now, east to southeast winds are at 4. We're at 19 That is the morning high temperature. Up next, a look at community calendar for the weekend, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. With a reminder, first of all, Highland Historical Society Bingo on Sunday is going to be canceled due to illness. A Red Cross blood drive is happening today from noon until 5 at Saints Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The 2025 Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children annual pie auction will be held Saturday at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The soup and sandwich lunch begins at 11, with a live auction starting at noon. Pie donations for the live auction and other baked goods for the bake sale can be donated the day of the event. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints offers a free course to anyone who wants to learn English. The class runs from 7 until 8 every Thursday and from 11 until noon every Saturday at the church located on Executive Lane in Richland Center. For more information, call 262-893-3763. Faith, Family, and Friends Walk with Grace team will host a dance Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Music provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band. The afternoon will also include food, an auction, raffles, and bake sale. A $10 donation is requested for admission. And if you're the main caregiver of a person living with dementia, you can join A Grace for a new how-to education series, Learning to Live with Dementia. The series consists of three topic groups, which have 8 total classes. The classes are taught by A Grace staff who have experience caring for people who have dementia. This month, there are 2 classes about changes to expect. You may attend in person at A Grace's Madison campus online using Microsoft Teams. To register for any or all of these classes, contact Dementia Support at agrace.org or call 608-276-4660. You can also register and pay online at agrace.org/dementia. And that's a look at community calendar for today.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
23 before 12 noon at WRCO Studios.
What happened to the days when you could turn your radio on and you just knew who was singing that song? Like Patsy Cline and Conway Twitty, where it's alright to be little bitty. Life was hard for cowboys like us. I was 4 years old in Dad's old Chevy. Turn the key, the radio ready, and I knew every word to every song. And Dad just smiled as I sang along. Cause they sang about real life, the struggles and hard times, broken hearts and old guitars. Paint a picture in my mind, takes me back to the good old days. I guess that's just the way I was raised. Song. Well, I still got that two-tone Chevy Dad gave me when I was ready. Now I live those songs on the radio. Honky-tonks and blue-collar women, that's the way I make my living. Night after night out on the road, that's the only way. In my mind.
guitar and the radio did the rest. Now I sing about real life, the struggles and hard times, broken hearts and old guitars paint a picture in my mind. Takes me back to the good old days, I guess that's just the way I was raised, and there ain't no other place that I belong. Yeah, that's my life in a country song.
That's New Country Today, Life in a Country Song. The artist's name, Conway Turley. With a name like that, he had to be a country singer, no doubt.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again. Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
RCO Sports is pleased to team with Westwood One Radio Network for the big game coming up on Sunday. Join us for the Super Bowl featuring the Chiefs and Eagles. Hear it on the radio beginning with the pregame time at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Catch the game on us, WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. It's Super Bowl Sunday on the radio.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds everyone that a great way to beat the cold weather blahs is to give a forever home to a warm, fuzzy cat or kitten. To that end, there are lots of wonderful cats and kittens currently available for adoption at OMHS. Check out the OMHS Facebook page for pictures and descriptions of many of the adorable cats and kittens currently available for adoption, as well as for information on how you can meet and get to know them in person by appointment at the OMHS Adoption Center, 391 Clarkson Street, Richland Center. Call 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Change what?
Olivia Newton-John, Let Me Be There. WRCO Radio, it is 20 degrees now. We're scratching and clawing toward the upper 20s a little bit later on today. Maybe some flurries possible tonight. And tomorrow, the most debated forecast of the year, I think. And I think some of it maybe was wishful thinking that, you know, we're going to get good snow base for maybe some snow activities outdoors, which I'm not opposed to. But I think the highest I saw this week was 5 to 6 inches for us. And then it went down a little bit. And then to the north, not too far away, it was about there. Now you got to go a little further north. There's a watch area, which extends maybe to around Juneau County and across to La Crosse right now. But we're in line for some, about an inch or so. It wouldn't surprise me if we got a little bit more than that. It wouldn't surprise me if it's rather slippery, too, because it's been a while since it's snowed, and we got to hone our winter driving skills once again. That's all coming in maybe tomorrow. Plans for the weekend. Here we go. This is Phil Vassar.
Set tables, and that's fine. Well, I'll go out of my way for you anytime. That's right, baby. The fire's warm, so you take off your sweater. Now it's my turn, and I'll do you one better. That's the game. We both like to play.
Finally hit that bottom of the heartbreak. It took a little
Schneider on WRCO. Phil Nee, wishing you the best. Thanks for joining us today. We had a lot of fun with a lot of friends and great music along the way. Well, I'm out of here for high school basketball tonight. Tomorrow, Hank and I'll be mushing toward Elroy and then sweating to the oldies tomorrow night right here.
I woke up this morning with this feeling inside me that I can't explain, like a weight that I've carried, been carried away. Something is coming. I don't know what it is, but I know it's amazing. Can save me. My time is coming. I'll find my way out of this long guest around. Yet it feels like today. I know it feels like today. I'm sure it's no. Today.
News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 20 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A group of Democrats tried to get into the Department of Education this morning in Washington. They found the doors locked. That department, the latest target of DOGE, Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. President Trump and Musk's buyout offer to about 2 million federal employees put on hold until at least Monday by a federal judge. Health experts say there's little risk to the public, but bird flu has been detected in New York City.
After inspectors found seven cases of bird flu at live